Time to do another sporting hero on Radio City Talk. Matt Jones here, and I'm delighted to have as my guest Miss GB herself, Natasha Jonas. Welcome to the studio.
Cheers, thank you for having me.
First of all, let's talk a little bit about yourself growing up and getting into boxing, because at that time, there weren't too many female professional boxers, especially in this country.
No, I think the only one that I could actually name would be Jane Couch. And I remember it wasn't until I got into boxing that I picked up her story about how she fought the governing body of England, the Boxing Association, to actually be able to fight, because we wasn't allowed. And yeah, she fought them, she won, and that's why women was allowed to compete in eventually.
So what was it like for you when you were trying to get into it?
In the early days, there was very few girls. I was at a heavier weight than I am now, and I was pretty much boxing the same people all the time, because there was only maybe four or five girls in my weight division throughout the country. So I think the ABAs, which is our national championships, I had to box two or three times at most to win it. And there wasn't even like now they have a novice and a intermediate and a elite open class, but at that time it was just everybody was in the ABAs, because if you tried to break it up, then no one would box. So it has come a long way. We've got our school girls, we've got our juniors, you know, you've got the novice, the intermediate, and the elite open class. So we've come a long way in just a short time, in 10 years.
Absolutely. The likes of yourself, Nicola Adams in this country, Katie Taylor in Ireland, have kind of been paving the way for female boxers. And it has gone from strength to strength, particularly since London 2012, where, of course, you were the first female to box for Britain in the Olympics.
Yeah, I think at that time, we always knew that once people saw women's boxing at its elite level, that people would enjoy it and would like it. We just needed to have that platform. And luckily enough for us, we had the Olympics in our own country. Every single one of us had qualified, me, Nikki and Savannah. So there was a big rush to find out who these female boxers was, because no one knew who we were. And obviously we came up with a gold medal from Nicola as well. So it just gave us that platform. And I think the year after that, boxing had like a 46% increase in young females that wanted to participate and carded, ready to box.
And for you, you stepped away from the sport for a while as well before deciding to come back. So what were the two thought processes there?
Well, there was none. I basically got injured in the Commonwealth Games, which meant that I missed the qualifier for Rio. At that time, I had no intentions of staying for Tokyo. So there was no point in me staying on the programme, to be honest. So I left, and obviously in that time I had my daughter. Then Katie turned professional, Nicola turned professional, Savannah turned professional, Carissa Shields turned professional. And all of a sudden there was an opportunity for women to be professional boxers and to be able to make it a career, which was never able before. So the opportunity was there. Spoke to a few people, got a trainer, spoke to Joe, and then spoke to Eddie, and Eddie eventually signed me.
And what we should mention as well is that you come from a bit of a sporting family, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We don't mess around in our house. We're always encouraged to be out and be active, and I think that's probably one of the reasons we are so sporting and so successful.
And your sister's a professional footballer?
She is, yeah.
So Nikita played for, is it Everton she plays for?
She used to play for Everton. She plays for Man City in England now.
So what's that like growing up with a sister who was going one way and you were going the other, but both destined for the top?
I originally started in football. I had a scholarship playing football in America. I got injured, came home and took up boxing instead. But just to watch Nikita on her journey, obviously I've been there from the early days when she was playing on the local team on a Saturday morning, freezing cold, watching her play. And just to be able to see that little kid grow into the woman that she is today and playing football, which is what she's always loved. And to be honest, to be strong enough to, because when other kids were doing other things, that she was so dedicated and so determined that she wanted to be a football player that she didn't fall into the trap of doing other things. And she stuck with it, and now she's getting a reward. You know, she's a paid player. She's a professional football player. And she's playing for England and scoring for England, scoring for City and in the European Cup and everything. So yeah, it's brilliant to share that with her, but also for that to be your little sister and you know where it started from.
Really, is brilliant. A fantastic sporting family. You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Matt Jones here on Full Time, and I'm doing a sporting hero with Natasha Jonas. So we've done a little bit about your boxing career. Then tell us who your sporting hero is.
Mine would have to be Tanya Gray Thomas. The reason for that is just simply because she was the first, not only was she female, but she was the first disability competitor that I ever remember. And it wasn't so much, obviously she was great in what she'd done and all the success that she had, but it was what she did after her career had finished, whereas now she's a member of parliament and she strives for equality in sport, and it's more that side that I respect what she done. She had a platform, she built on it, and now she's given back to what made her so successful.
It's interesting to hear you picking someone outside of your sport. So I've just got Tanya Gray Thompson's Wikipedia page in front of me now. 4 golds at the Barcelona Olympics, 1 at Atlanta, another 5 at Sydney, a couple at Athens as well.
Just a couple.
Just a couple. It's a remarkable kind of list of just success. And there are further 4 silvers and a bronze at Seoul, Atlanta and Barcelona as well. Why particularly someone outside of boxing then? Is it just because when you were growing up, there weren't many female boxing role models?
Initially, I used to absolutely adore Marion Jones. And at the time when I went to America, she just transferred over from women's basketball to football. To athletics. And obviously she won the 100, 200. But then since then, her career has been tarnished by doping allegations, and she was proved to be doping. So it was a flip up between her and Tanya Gray Thomas. But yeah, Tanya Gray Thomas for me was, you know, people like the likes of Ellie Simmons, you know, have been able to build on her successes, because she was the first person to do that I remember that was a superstar for what she'd done for a Paralympian. So, and not only that, but she's built on that, and she's still doing stuff within her sport. I'm moving my hands and stuff that people can't see. But yeah, I just think she was a phenomenal athlete in her own right, but it's also the stuff that she does now, and she's still striving to help people in their same position and build on the legacy that she's built.
Absolutely. For 30 years, she's been paving the way for the sports stars of the future, be it Paralympians, be it female, or be it male athletes as well. Have you ever had the chance to meet her?
I have, yeah, and she was really lovely. She was, I'm not sure she quite knew what I did, but we had a good conversation, and yeah, she was, and I've got my pictures there.
What was the story behind that then?
I think it was one of the Olympic events, like the celebration events that she attended, and I just went over and I was like, oh, do you mind if I just have my picture? She was like, no, of course, and we had a little chat, and she got a few pictures, and then we parted ways. But yeah, it was nice for her to be my hero, my sporting idol, and to be able to have that picture. And yeah, it's a pride of place on my mantle face now.
Were you nervous?
A little bit. I do get shell shocked and like starstruck when I do see certain people. I remember meeting David Weir at the same event. Ellie Simmons, Mo Farah, Jess Ennis, but at the time we trained with Jess Ennis in Sheffield, so she wasn't like, I wasn't flocking to Jess. I was like, no, Jess, I see you all the time, let's go with someone else. But yeah, it's just we're just normal, I think. But I think when I was in the Olympics and was in the Olympic Village, you start to appreciate more of the less well-known sports. And when I'm sitting there in the regeneration suite, and you know, you're getting a massage and you're looking at someone and they're like, oh, what sport do you do? Boxing. Oh, what do you do? Oh, Sinead Reed was one of them. Oh, I do the BMX. And I was like, oh, when are you on? She was asking me when I'm on. And I was like, oh, I'll come and watch. And you start to appreciate that, like, the less, I suppose, mainstream sports than just the ones that everybody wants to see.
Brilliant stuff. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio, Tasha. Your sporting hero, the great Tanya Gray Thompson.
Thank you
for your time.
Thank you.